Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Plans to regulate so-called on-street soup kitchens in Dublin have been the subject of some debate in recent days. Dublin City Council may draft new bylaws that could change how these services operate altogether. Our reporter Una Kelly has been looking into this and is with me now. It's fair to say, Una, that there's some confusion over what actually is planned.
Yes, Cormac, there have been some media reports suggesting that volunteer groups who set up tables and give out food at locations in the city like the GPO and Grafton Street could be banned. That then led to some people gathering outside the City Hall on Monday night to protest what they believed was councillors voting on whether groups could be prohibited from doing this. But it is a bit more nuanced than that. The council has actually been working towards regulating this for a number of years. 3 years ago, a report commissioned by the council recommended there be a licence for people who are providing on-street services like food or toiletries to the homeless. And then the Taoiseach's Dublin City Task Force report, which came out in October there, it also called for bylaws to be brought in to regulate on-street services. Now, the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive has been engaging with some of the volunteer groups about this for a number of months. It says draft bylaws are not prohibiting these activities, but ensuring they're provided in a safe environment for both operators and users of the service through the granting of a permit that would set out operating hours, locations, restrictions and adherence to any other relevant regulations.
And how do some volunteer groups feel about that then?
Well, they've been speaking to a few of them and some of them are concerned about the uncertainty at the moment. Some are concerned about being restricted in where they can operate and maybe not being able to reach the people they want to. And some are concerned that red tape, for example, possibly being required to use professional kitchens to prepare food would mean that they can no longer provide their service. Now, Gina Ward is a volunteer with a group called Caring is Sharing. They've been operating in some capacity since COVID. Gina says it's a group of around 8 volunteers. Volunteers. It doesn't have charitable status and they mainly depend on donations from family and friends. And they set up a table at the GPO on Wednesday nights to give out hot drinks, soup and sandwiches, sometimes clothing and hygiene products. They do sometimes give out hot food, but they weren't doing that last night when I met them. Gina says the volunteers also try to educate themselves on what services are available to homeless people so they can point them in the right direction. And Gina says that last night they served between 100 and 150 people at the GPO, including the elderly, families with children and rough sleepers. Gina told me a bit more about how their group operates and what she thinks about the potential for more regulation.
It's just all volunteer led and it's kind of you learn on your feet. Most of the homeless people, most of them just want somebody to talk to and listen to them, you know, because it's very lonely out there when you're homeless.
There's a proposal that the council might bring in different regulations to change how your organisation might work. So people might be limited maybe in where they can set up. What are your thoughts on all of that?
I think it's just trying to hide people. They don't want to admit that we have a problem. And we have a problem. We have a big problem in Ireland, you know, and it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind.
Well, some people are saying that, you know, services like these should be provided indoors and there could be better coordination and locations could be better. What do you think of that?
Oh, I think it's a great idea if they provide the service, but I don't think that's going to happen. I honestly don't, because if it was going to happen, it had happened before now.
And if that were provided, would you be happy enough to stop doing this on the street?
Absolutely. But I would still come out, even if there wasn't a table, I'd still come out and talk to the people that I've got to know and provide a chat, talk to them, because as I say, they can provide the food, they can provide things like that, but they still need to be listened to.
Some people have said that having it on locations like at the GPO or in Grafton Street, sometimes there's antisocial behaviour. Have you seen that? Does that happen?
The antisocial behaviour will always be there, whether we're on the street or not. The antisocial behaviour was here before soup runs and it will be here after soup runs. That's just the nature of the thing. Whether the soup runs are there or not, antisocial behaviour will be there.
What would you say to people who say that groups like yourselves mean well, but there could be better coordination, better training for people, things like food hygiene and that kind of thing?
Well, we've done all the training for that. We've done the HACCP training for that. So any of us could get a job in a restaurant in the morning. Do you know what I mean? So it doesn't make any difference. We've all done those courses. We've all done the things that have to be done. Like, we didn't just come out and decide we'll do this. Anybody that's out here has done the training that has to be done. So what more can we do? Well, I know I have, so I presume the others have as well. I don't know what more they want.
For people who might think, well, there are plenty of organisations, big charities, big organisations that have the training and the funding and leave it to them, why do you think an organisation like yours still needs to exist as well?
Well, it's an extremely cold night. There is need for us to be out tonight and other soup runs, because it's absolutely freezing. And if you were to wait for a hot drink or a sandwich, they'd be left waiting.
Why does it happen at the GPO?
Because it's a central location and everybody knows it. And that's why everybody sets up here.
And that's Gina Ward there. Una Kelly is still with me, and she says their group Caring is Sharing served around 150 people outside the GPO last night. Una, clearly she feels their group is fulfilling a need for some homeless people, at least, that isn't being met elsewhere.
Yeah, and even as I was standing chatting to her after they packed up, people were continuously coming up to her to ask if the soup run had finished or where they might be able to get a hot drink or some food at that time of night. Now, there are some services like Mendicity in Dublin 8. That's a long-standing charitable institution. It operates from 8:30 in the morning to 10:30 at night. At its core, it is a food service, but it also has things like hot showers, laundry and internet access. The CEO is Louisa Santoro, and she agrees that on-street soup kitchens are fulfilling an unmet need for people. She says that meal services in hostels associated with the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive are sometimes too restrictive, but she also thinks more regulation of so-called on-street soup kitchens would be a positive move.
I don't think people are queuing at a table on the street out of pure choice. It's out of a lack of choice. We know ourselves that a lot of the people that come to us are in emergency accommodation, so they're in homeless accommodation, and I think we need to maybe debunk the myth that food is available throughout at those services. Food is available, meals are available at meal times, which might be 5 to 6 in the evening, so it's very limited in terms of the food. If you then maybe are booked into that same service at 7 in the evening through the fee phone, there will be no food available, so this is leading people out onto the street.
If some of the organisations and groups who provide services on the street at the moment, due to regulations, had to cease what they're doing, what do you think would happen then?
I don't really see why minimum standards in terms of regulations would mean that you couldn't any longer operate. You should be able to reach, and you should be supported to reach those standards. I think that banning them would be a terrible move. I think that there's another, what we're missing here as well, it's not just for people that are homeless, whether they be rough sleeping or using emergency accommodation. We've also got people who are international protection applicants who have no accommodation. We have people that have no cooking facilities. There are people that are living in dire food poverty. And by not having a cohesive response, we're missing a really good opportunity to reach these groups. This has become a really emotive and almost polarised topic. I think for any one of us, we should be able to say that people who are homeless, people who are vulnerable, people we know are on the margins of our society, should be able to expect standards that are equally as high as you or I would expect if we were paying for services.
So says Louisa Santoro there. So when, Una, might any changes come in?
The Dublin Regional Homeless Executive says that the consultation process with on-street services is expected to finish in spring this year, and then that could come before Dublin City Council. Now, Dahi Doolin is a Sinn Féin councillor on the council, and he told me about the process that led up to this and what's expected to happen next.
From the onset, we need to be very, very clear. There's nobody trying to shut down anything, trying to ban anything or prevent anything. We fully understand the excellent work that's been done by volunteers at soup kitchens at Lenton Better Dublin. And we want to be able to support, coordinate and resource that. But there needs to be standards for the people and protection for the people providing the service, and also standards and protection for people receiving the service. And we are dealing with some of the most vulnerable people in our society, and they deserve the best protection possible. They deserve the best standards of food and protection and service possible. So City Council did a report. We saw the report 3 years ago in the Housing SPC, and we felt there needed to be more comprehensive consultation with all the services. So it was unanimously supported that the report needed to go back out. Dublin City Council managed to go back out to those who are providing the services on the street and engage with them again. That report hasn't been presented back to us yet. So there are no bylaws. There were no bylaws put in front of us to prevent or to try and control anything. That's a myth. And some of the headlines were very, very misleading and actually did lead to some fear and panic within some of the homeless people that I work with on a daily basis. Were fearful that the services were going to be banned, they were going to be prohibited, barriers put in their place, and no such thing was there. There's nothing on the table to ban anything. So we're going to wait for that report. We hope to see it in February or March of this year. And when we see the report, we'll study it in detail. If we need further work to be done to it, there will be further work to be done. I would imagine, I wouldn't be surprised if there are some recommendations of bylaws, but we will be approaching this these bylaws from a position of support and resource and coordinating these services. I said at Monday night's meeting from the onset, a clear message needs to be going out. Dublin City Council, we will not allow any bylaws ban any service. We're not in that. That's not the game plan we have.
What would you say to some people who might think what this is really about is that it's not a good look for Dublin to have a lot of the homeless population gathering in areas like Grafton Street and the GPO?
That's not our intention at all. I am not into image making. This is not about aesthetics for me. This is about ensuring we have the best standards possible being provided to homeless people until they get a proper, decent home for life.
And that's Zahi Doolan, Sinn Féin councillor on Dublin City Council, finishing that report by Una Kelly.